kasha neficha ndani.
My God, Benny, what the is that?
That is Singeli, the hot new music craze sweeping Tanzania these days, George. And if you think the beat is crazy, you should check out the racy and sometimes rather lewd lyrics.
Wait, wait, not here, you don't.
Oh, come on, Bukwe. Oh.
This is a family show. Luckily, they're in Kiswahili, so nobody can understand.
Ah, George actually might like it better if he could understand the lyrics.
All right.
I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Georges Collinet.
And I'm Mukwaya Webesiyowe. And welcome to another edition of Planet Afropop, the podcast companion to our Peabody Award-winning public radio series, Afropop Worldwide.
Thanks, Mukwai. Today on Planet Afropop, we're going to hear highlights from our recent visit to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Zanzibar, where we attended the Sauti za Busara Festival. We took 24 listeners on a two-week musical tour, and man, it was a blast.
Hey, Banning, what is the meaning of Sauti za Busara? I love it.
It means sounds of wisdom in Kiswahili. It's a very philosophical festival. But they did have Singeli closing on the opening night, boy. You gotta have it, George. You gotta have it.
All right.
Wow, I'm sure it was incredible. I'd love to know the origin of that name, Singeli.
It was actually named after a person. He was a dancer, and he was famous for dancing to this really fast music called Chiriku, this street music that we'll hear a bit of later in the podcast. From Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, that's Singeli music from Duos featuring Dragon Boy. The title is Nikamaliza Kuitumia, which means when I finish using it. We'll leave that to your imaginations. But now let's switch gears and hear some classic Swahili rumba from the band Sondo Ngoma. Kimya kingi kina mshindo wake. Sondo Ngoma ya wa Tanzania. Thank you. One reason our trip to Tanzania was such a success is that we worked once again with our friend, guitarist, singer, composer, and compendium of Tanzanian musical expertise, John Kitime. John knows everyone making music in Dar es Salaam, and he was the best guide to that city's hidden musical life you could ever hope to find. John has particularly deep knowledge of the city's guitar-driven dance bands, being a veteran of a few of them. Sometimes this music gets called muziki wa dansi, dance music in Swahili, although John prefers the term Swahili rumba, even though it also doesn't fully encompass the richness of this music. Take the band we're hearing right now. This is Nsondo Ngoma, founded in 1964 under the name Nuta Jazz. That's when they were associated with the Tanzanian Trade Union. Over the years, the band's name has changed with the times. Jawata Jazz, Otu Jazz, and now Nsondo Ngoma, a reference to coastal Swahili traditional music. So after we returned from our trip, I called John in his office at the Nafasi Art Space in Dar to do a little debriefing. Phone connection is not perfect, but I think you'll be able to understand him very well. And we started with an update on Nsondo Ngoma. So John, you told me that you were going to be having a consultation with Nsondo Ngoma, the oldest rumba band, if we want to call them that, Swahili rumba band.
Yes.
In Tanzania, about their sound. How did that go?
The meeting was on Tuesday. We had a meeting on Tuesday, and they agreed that they have a serious problem with their sound. So we agreed that I'll go to their band on a day they're performing and then go a bit early so that they can try to work out with their sound engineer to get the best sound as possible. On this Saturday, they're going to have their last show, and then the month of Ramadan starts. And so for the next 40 days, they give themselves the annual holidays because the audience comes down at this time. But then we had agreed that I should go to their band and then work it out to see if what is the problem with the speakers. Is it the amplifiers not matching? Is it just the sound engineer that's a problem?
Maybe a human problem, right?
Yeah.
Well, we thought they sounded pretty darn good anyway. But I understand there's always issues with equipment, right? I mean, it's a big sound. I mean, the horns, three guitars, counting the bass, all those vocalists. Man, there's a lot of places where the sound could go wrong, right?
The biggest problem is the equipment, because 90% of the equipment you get here is counterfeit. So you could buy a Yamaha guitar, an Ibanez, but the price will show you it's not Ibanez, definitely, because it's costing like $100 for an Ibanez that you see in the internet costs about $900. So it's just impossible that Ibanez would be selling us for a cheaper price. So these are all just Chinese stuff.
Chinese, right.
No, there's a problem with the FET amplifiers, microphones, and so getting the sound, a good sound, is actually very, very hard. It's going to be more expensive for you because then you have to get the equipment right from the right source.
Yeah, and it's much more expensive.
It's definitely much more expensive. So just before their first show, they'll be having rehearsals and everything. So I'll go there and try to see what's going on.
I hope that goes well. That flash drive that I got from you has 62 songs on it, and they are from many different eras of the band. Some of them say Otu, some of them say Jawata. They go back through the various names that the band has had over the years. It's a really great collection. If we're going to hear a song, is there one that you would suggest?
Yeah, the song Hakiangu. It's an old song.
So let's hear it. Haki yangu iko wapi?
kucha kuniambia eti mimi kijana mdogo sina hadhi ya kumiliki jumba la fahari Masaki. Wakanipangia chumba kimoja Temeke mikoroshini kama haitoshi nyumba wameuza haki yangu iko wapi Magesa baba
Juma Katundu sema naye
ndugu zake baba walikuja kuniambia eti mimi kijana mdogo sina hadhi ya kumiliki jumba la fahari Masaki Wakanipangia chumba kimoja Temeke mikoroshini kama haitoshi nyumba wameuza haki yangu iko wapi mkera baba
sina kaka wala dada mwenzenu we ila nina baba mdogo shangazi na baba mkubwa sina kaka wala dada mwenzenu we ila nina baba mdogo
Yes, the glorious sound of Swahili rumba with Msondo Ngoma from Dar es Salaam. The song is Haki Yangu, which means my rights. We're here with Tanzanian music aficionado John Kitime speaking from his office at the Nafasi Art Space in Dar es Salaam. We've seen the band live a couple of times now, and people turn out to see them, even though they've been around since 1964. You know, they're practically the Rolling Stones, right? So...
Yes.
Who comes out to see them? Who's their audience now?
It's a really mix of audience of young people and older people. And actually, the much older people are not there. The ones who were young when this band was... First, you won't find anybody who was in the Nuta era, the 1964 until 1970 era. 75, that's when Nuta became Juata. You don't get those kind of people. Mostly they're too old to go. So you go to people, few people during the Juata area, and mostly are the younger generation who came when they became O2. Even the musicians, like in the meeting yesterday, actually, there were only two musicians who were in the Juata era. The rest are the younger ones. Even the audience is sort of that way.
It's multi-generational. Well, that's a sign of a music that's got staying power. It's really great. John, we saw another very interesting group, Sikinde Original. Now, this is a group that recently split off from another very classic band, Milimani Park. Old-time listeners to Afropop will remember this band. We were very excited about them when we discovered them back in the 90s. But tell us about this new band, Sikinde Original.
Sikinde Original is a breakaway band from Milimani Park. Now, Milimani Park had its style was called Sikinde. And Sikinde is a traditional dance of a tribe, the natives of Dar es Salaam, called Wazaramo. So they actually broke away because of a song that one of their fans brought and told them they had to record, and even provided money for them to record this song. And part of a group didn't want to have anything to do with that song. The group that wanted to record the song broke away from the main group and came up with this group which they call themselves Sikinde Original.
So what was the issue? This guy who wanted them to record the song, like who was he?
He had some money. He used to be a politician sometime. So he does have some money. So he brought in the money and told him they had to record the song. And the other musicians said, we don't want to be ordered by somebody just from outside. He just composes his song and brings it to us and tells us we have to record it.
I see. So that's how they split off and form Sikindi Original. Okay.
Sikindi Original are telling me they're going to change the name because it doesn't make any sense for themselves calling themselves Sikindi Original when they left the original band. So they said when they're doing their one-year celebration, they're going to announce the new name. So most probably when you meet them again, they'll be having a different name.
Okay. Well, the night we heard them, there were two singers that were specially billed that night that had returned after 35 years, was it?
Yeah. Those two singers, one of them he's a Tanzanian, his name is Fresh Jumbe.
Uh-huh.
He was a Tanzanian musician, and for maybe 20 or 30 years, he had gone and lived in Japan and was making his music in Japan. And the other guy is a Congolese. It's called Skasi Kasambula. Now, these two guys, 35 years ago, they were in the same band, Orchestra Safari Sound.
Oh.
And they parted ways. Kasi Kasambula was in Kenya for many years. He had started a band there. Actually, I was surprised when he came back. Maybe he's now a member of Sikindi Original. So on the day we saw them, that was like the first day they were on stage together since 35 years ago.
Well, they sounded really great when we heard them. You know, John, we recorded the song that Fresh Jumbe sang near the end of the set. What can you tell us about that song?
That song is a new song. It's a new song that was composed by the lead singer, Tugange Ajayo. Tugange Ajayo means let's forget the past and start building the future. And actually all their songs is about their situation now with the other band, and all the new songs that I've heard are dancing around their politics with Lemani Park Original.
Oh,
live from Dar es Salaam. That's Sikindi Original performing at the Nefaland Hotel. That's N-E-F-A land. And they're performing a song, as our guest John Katime has just explained, that's about their politics with the band that they split off from, which was Milimani Park Orchestra. There's quite a tradition of doing that in Tanzanian music. I mean, certainly in Taarab, there's a lot of that kind of back and forth between groups, right? It's interesting. It's kind of like the song becomes a forum for the inter-musician politics, right?
Yes, and in Taarab in particular, it's historical. Taarab was brought to Zanzibar by the Sultan Baragash sometime in 1895. He was the Sultan, he was rich, he would bring Taarab groups from Egypt to come and play in his palace. And then around that time, he took two musicians and sent them to Egypt to learn how to play Taarab. And the musicians came back to Zanzibar and they formed a group inside the palace. So it would only play inside the palace. And the rich people outside the palace, king's friends maybe and comrades, they decided to form another Taarab group. And they took one of the two guys who were sent by the king to Egypt, and he formed a group. And immediately they started this making songs about each other. So that's actually where the tradition came from. Now it's mostly women singing about another woman. The lyrics in Taarab are mostly about women. It's women talking.
Uh-huh.
Most of the Taarab songs that are very popular, the women singing one thing about the other. I've taken your husband, you can't do anything, I'm better than you, and stuff and stuff.
Okay, so now you have these guys and these two bands singing about each other after a breakup. It's a bit different, but still kind of the same idea.
Yes, 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 that's true.
Kwiringa, suluno kide karenga, mulambala siku kikongoma. Nye, runda matwe na lugalo, rota ngulu hefwa gilungemba kwesa wanje.
Let's go back a little further. I really enjoy listening to this CD of songs that your father wrote and recorded. Tell us a bit about your dad and about the songs that we hear on this CD, the style of them.
Yeah, my father has always been a musician since he was a kid. I got photographs of his when he was about 10, 12, holding a trumpet in a school band. That was something like 1942. I got another photo of his in 1944. He was holding a guitar and playing a guitar. So it's like his whole life he's been playing music instrument. Growing up, I've seen him play the saxophone, the trumpet, the accordion, the banjo, the guitar. But of course, most of his life he's been playing the guitar. And the style he plays is folk music, put it that way. And the melodies and everything are from his tribe. Most of the songs are in Kihehe, which is his tribe.
Kihehe.
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 That's my tribe.
Okay.
Yeah. I recorded this album in Easter 1994.
Oh, you recorded this. Good. So is your dad still around? Is he still with us?
No, he died in 2016.
So pick a song here and tell us what it's about, you know, and we'll play it for the folks.
There's a song, Kulava Kwicha. Yeah, Kulava Kwicha was a very interesting song. First, I always loved Kulava Kwicha. And the song is simple. It just says, we human beings have our plans, and then something else happens that's very different from our plans. In this song, he's talking, tomorrow, Kulava Kwicha means when morning breaks or when morning comes. So he says, when morning comes, I'll go for a drink. When morning comes, I'm going to build my heart. When morning comes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But when morning comes, you are dead. You died in the middle of the night. So it was just saying that we don't really control our fate so much as we think we do. So that's why we make all these promises about I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. But, and in the morning, you're not there. And during his funeral, this was a song that was being played again and again and again and again.
Kulava kwicham, etindi makagunda. Kulava kwicham, etinze ngakabanda. Kulava kwicham, neneno viritanda. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava, kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava kwicha, ekimbuka kagendo. Kulava kwicha, etimbitanga gale. Kulava kwicha, embita kuluungo. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava, kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava kwicha, yena ya kulusela. Kulava kwicha, enemba pendi mumi. Kulava kwicha, yigabaga kwiranga. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa. Kulava, kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa. Kulava kwicha kumbi ndifwa, ndifwa.
The late Francis R. Mwakatime, father of our guest, John Katime, with the song Kulava Kwicha. So, John, let's talk a little bit about Tanzania right now and the big thing that is happening in Tanzania, which is this Singeli music, which we were introduced to last year. And now we've heard it in a few different varieties. We heard Jagwa music playing Chiriku, which was the street music that it evolved from. So this was really a very marginalized music in poor neighborhoods, you know, street people talking to each other, loops, fast beats, all of this. But now it's become this huge mainstream pop music that everyone seems very excited about and feeling very proud that this is a real Tanzanian sound that's like breaking big. How did that happen? How did that evolution from a street music to mainstream pop happen for Singeli music?
Yeah, I think one radio station decided to take them all, EFM radio station, actually embraced them, took them over, started playing their songs, started putting them on TV, and people started hearing it, and from there it just goes on, and the other radio stations started picking them up, so suddenly you had superstars from Singeli. It's popular all over the country, and it's actually, there was a time I'd gone to one town in the center of the country and found out that there were youngsters who had come from Dar es Salaam and went back to the village, went back with Singeli, and there they started playing with the traditional instruments of their tribe. And this was a different kind of Singeli, and actually they were singing in their traditional tribe, which was very interesting.
One of the groups that we saw at Sauti za Busara was actually one of the artists that we met with you at EFM last year, Tamimu.
Oh, okay.
And they had really interesting costumes that were very sort of quasi-traditional, and I spoke to their manager who designed those costumes, and we had a little interview with Tamimu, which we can hear. Now, I have to tell our listeners that this interview took place in the press room at the Sauti za Busara Festival, so you can hear the act on the main stage in the background. But earlier in the afternoon, I had seen Tamimu and his troupe do this amazing outdoor show where the costumery, the dancing, the interaction with the audience was just spectacular. So I really wanted to talk to them and get a little bit more insight. So here's the interview. You'll hear a little bit also from the DJ and the manager who translates from the Swahili for Tamimu. We came here last year and we've seen maybe four or five Singeli performances, but it's very exciting new music. We've been covering African popular music for 35 years.
It's not that often that something comes along that really feels new. So maybe you could just introduce yourself and tell me your story and how you became a Singeli musician, and then we'll talk about the group and the DJ.
Jina langu naitwa Tamim, mwanamuziki wa muziki wa Singeli kutoka Tanzania. Nimeshawishika zaidi na muziki kwa sababu ni muziki ambao umetokea katika mazingira ambayo mimi.
Say his name is Tamimu and he kind of likes this music because this music is representing where he from, Uswahilini, a local street called Manzese. Most of the place of the local places they used to play this music. That's why he is being inspired to sing and perform this music from the street, representing where he from, so that he can change his life and transform of his brother and sister life through his work of music.
That's great. How old are you guys, if you don't mind my asking?
He's 25 years old.
25 years. So you grew up with this music, Tiriku and the beginning of Singeli. Where? In the neighborhood of Dar es Salaam? Is that where you guys are all from?
It's the local street, part of Dar es Salaam, yeah. Manzese. That's where this music is most playing. Yeah, people like it, like the Singeli, like the Mchiliku.
I know that Tanzania has many different tribes, ethnic groups, traditions. Someone might look at you and think that you were from a particular tribe. Is that true or is that not true? Just talk to me about your look, you know? What's going on, man?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
This kind of music is from the local tribals. Yeah, so that's why there is a connection of this kind of music with the tribal's music.
A particular tribe or many tribes?
Most but particular tribals. There is the Zalamo tribals.
Lamu.
Zalamo and the Wapogolo. So this is some kind of mixing of cultural, tasty and electronic music.
Tell me a little bit about a couple of the songs that we heard tonight. These are your own songs. People knew them. They knew them.
Nyimbo ya kwanza niliimba pale inaitwa Sina Stress. Nyimbo ambayo ina yani kila ninachokiimba ni kitu ambacho.
The first song is sing is called Sina Stress, which means I don't have stress. Because most of the people where I'm from, they used to say this word, I don't have stress, I'm okay, I'm good. That's why he thinks that if he can sing that song or compose that song, he can touch his people where he's from because they use that thing to encourage themselves.
Nyimbo ya pili inaitwa Penzi Jipya. Inazungumzia kwamba.
The another song is called Penzi Jipya. It means I found a new love. So he tried to say that if to his ex that it doesn't matter you leave me, but now I find a new love. I'm happy. I'm going on with my life.
So there's a lot of playfulness and humor in the songs, right? I mean, it's serious and it's funny at the same time. Am I right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the beat and the music. The DJ, introduce yourself.
DJ Baddest atoki mtu.
So how did you become a Singeli DJ?
Nilikuwa naupenda muziki wa Singeli.
He said he started to love the music from the street. There is this thing called the video local video library. People burn the CD and sell it to other people. They used to play the music. That's why where I started to like the music and I started to play in his local video library. And that's how we met Tamimu and I started to become his DJ.
How do people hear your music? Is it on the radio? Is it on YouTube? How are people hearing about your music?
Na mara nyingi sana huwa tunaposhi katika account zetu za Instagram na kuwa.
Said their music is found everywhere in social media, in YouTube, Instagram, and where he used to push his music so that people can hear and love it. And also use radio and TV broadcasting to give his songs and his video.
Okay, videos, but live shows are very important.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
How often do you guys play normally in a week?
Si mpaka itokee, maana tunajua kwa muziki wetu huku.
He said that most of this music, they're waiting for the phone calls, someone wants to perform somewhere, in a party, everywhere, but maybe two times in a week he can receive a call for the show.
Is it enough to keep you guys going, or do you have day jobs?
Hatuna kazi nyingine zaidi kwa sababu muziki wetu ulikuwa bado hujapata nafasi kubwa, hujapewa sikio na watu ambao kuweza kupromote zaidi.
He said there is no other job, but he's only depend on music, but he supports his mom. He tried to cook some food for the street, you know. That's how he supports his mom, but he doesn't depend on anything. He only works for music. Yeah.
Well, I wish you great success. I hope things go better and you can buy your mom a house and all the good stuff.
Nashukuru sana. Sema tukipata msaada zaidi kwa ajili ya kupeleka mbele muziki wetu, ingekuwa ni kitu kizuri zaidi kwa sababu hata tunachokipata bado hatujalizika.
He is very thankful for what you wish for him, but he wished to have more opportunity, more channel to perform in international festival and everywhere so that his music can be big and more supporting his family and all the people around him.
Well, thank you. It's really a great thing to see a young artist who can really connect with a crowd that way today. I love to see that, and I hope you get to do a lot more of it. Thank you.
Tunashukuru sana. Karibu sana.
Dancers, niko poa.
Okay. Hata mimi hapa. Originary boy.
Triple nine.
Nishachoka kulia lia kila siku nikikubembeleza. Mimi nimekuzimikia ila utaki unanieleleza. Hivi nikupe dunia uamini kama umeniweza. Ukisikia nimekufa usishike la kujeneza. Oh, mimi nimekuona wewe shoga yako sijamtaka. Na kama ningemtaka basi ningemfuata. Nimekuona wewe shoga yako sijamtaka. Na kama ningemtaka basi ningemfuata. Mwenza kuna umwa na wewe ndo ya kudozi. Kinachonumiza so kikina ni mapenzi. Mwenza kuna umwa na wewe ndo ya kudozi. Kinachonumiza so kikina ni mapenzi. Itikeli na sokonyesha unaniona boya. Ukiwa na weza kona nichora. Machu amekuwa na wewe sijadata na kina uoya. Hakuna mapenzi wanapenda hela. Nime save for my heart ile namba yako. Niurumi usiniumize mwenzako. Basi nipe nafasi kwenye moyo wako.
John, this music is from Tamimu's most recent video, which I just found on YouTube. It's called Nima Kuona Wewe, I Have Seen You.
Yes.
Have you seen this video?
No.
Well, it's got very sexy dancing in it. There's an element of what we might call rudeness, pushing boundaries a little bit there. Talk about that aspect of the music.
Yeah, actually, the youngsters are really pushing the boundaries. They got a different upbringing. They're much more freer to talk. So they're always getting into problems. There's one of the top artists called Zuchu, just been banned last week to perform in Zanzibar for the next 6 months.
Because of
a song that she sang on stage 2 weeks ago in Zanzibar. She's a Zanzibari. Her father is a Zanzibari. Her mother is a Zanzibari. And so she was performing there. And actually, she really crossed the line.
Ooh.
The Arts Council director in Zanzibar said, in Zanzibar, we can't stand this. So we are banning your songs, any performance that you want to do in Zanzibar for the next 6 months. And also we are banning the radio and the TV to play any of your songs for the next 6 months.
For 6 months, so it's not a real ban, it's a punishment. Get yourself straight, you know?
It's a punishment, yeah. And she did come up and went to the Arts Council and said she's sorry, but do it again and everything. And they said, okay, fine, you're sorry, but you still get a punishment.
That's fascinating.
What you're saying about breaking the boundaries, yeah. So, of course, like you're saying, there are quite some sexy videos. Some get away, some get caught in the middle. It depends on how popular it becomes. If it becomes too popular, then the government notices it, and then its chances of getting banned greater. But sometimes the artists won't let because they get huge publicity, free publicity.
Right. It's a game, isn't it?
Yeah. For them, it's a game. Actually, and when the government realized it, what it did now is they want to ban you. They'll just call you secretly, and from now on, your song is not going to be played on the radio. Because before, they used to bring a press conference. We're banning this guy. His songs are not going to be played. And suddenly, they had a huge rise in the YouTube
That's what happens with banning music. When you ban music, it becomes popular.
Yeah.
Zanzibar, are you ready for Singeli? Adam Chomvu, unaona kitu kama kimenyooka hivi au sio? Eh bwana, Zanzibar, nataka tuandike historia nyingine leo au sio? Habari ndo hiyo, mchaka mchaka, mishe mishe. DJ Tito upo tayari? Upo tayari? Let's go DJ Tito.
On the closing act of the first night of Sauti za Busara, we had Sholo Mwamba. Really got the crowd wild. It was a lot of fun, you know, big crowd just going nuts for that.
Sholo is one of the top Singeli artists, so he's got a huge following.
Tell us about Sholo.
Basically, he's one of the first superstars of Singeli, and he's already stayed on the top.
The stage show was wonderful. Is there something about his lyrics? He had a trumpet player. That was really a nice touch.
Oh, that's interesting.
Last year, I remember it was Zewa Bwax, and he had the Congolese guitar. And some people were critical that it was too Congolese. It wasn't Singeli enough. But this trumpet was really something. It was like an elephant blasting, you know. It was very intense, you know. And the dancing was amazing. But is there something about his message and his lyrics, or is it just the power of his voice and his show that makes him so popular?
No, it's also the stories. Usually interesting stories, dirty stories as usual. And actually with Singeli, the music, because it's just looped around, it's the stories behind also very important. They talk about everything up in the streets, house rent, women, almost everything.
So it's not political, or maybe it could be sort of interpreted as political if it's talking about the problems that people have on the street.
It's not political, it's just people are talking about that. Of course, it is sometimes interpreted by the politicians. So when somebody complains about the streets, they think it's complaining about them. But then otherwise, so far, the Singeli people haven't had any problem with the politicians.
Just the obscenity thing.
Yeah. And now because they're so famous and crowd pullers, the politicians use them a lot. And next year we're going to have a general election. I'm sure they're going to use these Singeli musicians all over the country.
Kupiga kidogo we wana kumikono juu kidogo wenda zanzwa mikono juu kidogo we wana kumikono juu kidogo wakimika we wana kumikono juu kidogo Mutwaza! Mutwaza!
Speaking of that, I went online yesterday and I saw that Sholo Mwamba's newest song is called Mama Samia. It's basically a praise song to the president. Is that right? Have you heard that song?
Yeah, if it's Mama Samia, it should be a praise song. And we've had a problem. People just praising the president crazy, extra crazy. So looks like she likes it, because when you praise her, somehow he's going to get a good deal with the government. They're going to call him for his... And actually, Sholo Mwamba is quite popular in Mama Samia's meetings or everything. So every time he's pulled up on stage and sings, goes around the country with him. So I'm not surprised if he made a song for Mama Samia. Samia uyo, Samia uyo, unapoyokosa inchi na nogea. Tuma na pizani wanapatwa na wogea, ana wogea.
Kwenye singeli misholo sinaga mfano, popote pale minazisha pambano, na wasalimu kwa jamhuri ya muungano. Kazi yendele 2025. Umo umo wapizani watapata kula tano.
Singeli star Sholo Mwamba singing a praise song to the current president of Tanzania, Mama Samia. So John, just as we were leaving, we learned that the former president had died. That was a huge event.
Yes. I had to stay in a TV station for 8 hours. They were just putting clips of him, his coffin going there, people meeting here, and then we'll come back and they would ask me questions about what was happening. Because he was a president between 1985 and 1995.
John, remind us of his name and tell us a bit more about him.
Ali Hassan Mwinyi. He was from Zanzibar, but he was very popular. He took over from Mwalimu Nyerere, the first president. And Mwalimu Nyerere was a socialist. And when Mwinyi took over, the country's economy was very bad. But he managed to turn around the clock, actually opposing policies with Mwalimu Nyerere. That was like the end of socialism. Basically, he meant being rich, not being a sin, as it was before. Being a rich is not good, it's bad. So he was a man of the people. Everybody loved him. They call him the Ruksa. Ruksa means everything is Ruksa, means you're permitted. He permitted everything. That's when free market economy started in the country. It was during his time that even you had, for the first time, you had private media. Even the idea of multi-party system started in his time. So he was the middle guy. He would work with everybody, the opposition, the ruling party, and everybody respected.
That's fascinating. And of course, the fact that he ended his presidency makes him stand out. Of so many presidents we know have not been willing to do that.
We are lucky, because after Nyerere ended his president, came Mr. Mwinyi, who ended his president. And then there was Benjamin Mkapa, who ended his president. And then there was Kikwete, who ended his president, to the past president who died, and Mama Samia took over. And there's a black picture of like all the five presidents. The only country in Africa who could boast of the five presidents, and then they were shaking hands and laughing. That doesn't happen in many.
No, that's very beautiful. Well, listen, John, it's really great to talk with you. I have to tell you that everyone who came on that trip is raving about the music that you introduced us all to. Many people have said that they actually enjoyed the time in Dar, going to those clubs and those intimate experiences, even more than the festival, which was great. The festival was amazing. But so we're thinking about doing it again next year. We'll talk about that.
That would be nice.
But thanks very much for being on Planet Afropop. It's a pleasure to talk with you always.
Thank you for allowing me to talk about Planet Afropop.
So there it was, John Kitime and Sholo Mwamba singing about the current president of Zanzibar, Mama Samia. What do you think?
Maybe we should get them to come here.
The Singelis?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they'd be a big hit with the kids.
Yeah, and also with the presidents.
Yeah, it's interesting that the president embracing that music. I find that quite interesting, you know. Well, I guess they go where the crowd is, right?
I hate to say that, but, you know, it grew on me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's very nice. But I still hate to say it.
George, you're young at heart. That's what that says.
Don't you forget it.
All right, we're going to go out with some bongo flava, actually the most popular commercial music in Tanzania, though we haven't heard any of it on this show. This is latest from Diamond Platnumz featuring Mr. Blue and J Melody. The song is Mapoz.
Na sio nyumba wala raha tu zimenizidi, sio mambo mitana, penzi mwenye na faidi, onalishwa na dala na kumbatwa kwa baridi, usinione na ng'ara na tuzwa na bibi.
Well, that wraps up another edition of Planet Afropop. Remember to write to us at info@afropop.org. And if you haven't signed for Camp Afropop, there's still time. 3 unforgettable immersive days and nights of concerts, workshops, jam sessions, awesome company at the Full Moon Resort near Woodstock, New York, from May the 28th to the 31st. And who's going to be there?
Oh, we have Pedrito Martinez, Yakuba Sisoko, Bagiti Kumalo of Graceland fame, Samba Mapangala, Jake Blunt, adding...
Hey, what about Natu Kamara?
And Natu Kamara, of course.
And don't forget the Afropop team. Well, there are still places left. Visit campafropop.org and sign up today.
Planet Afropop is a production of World Music Productions. Support for Planet Afropop comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our founder and executive producer is Sean Barlow.
And our lead podcast producer is Banning Air. Our chief audio engineer is Michael Jones. Additional engineering for this edition by Banning Air at Lion Song Studios in Middletown, Connecticut.
Our director of development and co-host is Mukwe Wabesiolwe. Banning Air edits our website, afropop.org, along with our director of new media, Sivian Biggs. And I'm Georges Collinet.
And I'm Banning Air.
And I'm Kwai Wabesiolwe. Until next time, kwaheri.
Donana Bade. That's Swahili for see you later.
Post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina ma post na mi, ma post na mi, mina 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 ma post na mi